Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Cologne International School Pulse Podcast. My name is Sonia.
And I'm Theo.
And we're your hosts today. Today, we're joined by Lucas, who is an exchange student from Chile. And we're going to talk a bit about his experience in Germany, school life, daily life, and what is it really like to be an exchange student on the other side of the globe. But first, as always, the weekly news.
Hi, my name is Liam and I'm from third grade.
Hi, my name is Liam and I'm from eighth grade.
Hi, my name is Mohammed and I'm from eighth grade.
And today we're going to be reading the weekly news.
Primary news points, carnival celebrations. On Thursday, the 12th of February, primary students will celebrate the start of an exciting carnival week with a party in Almenda from 9:45 a.m. to about 12 noon. All students and adults are highly encouraged to dress up on the day and join in the fun. There will be music, many performances, and even some surprises. Parents are free to attend if they like.
Lunar New Year celebration. We would like to host a Lunar New Year celebration at school. Similar to last year, it will include one or two tables of decorations to help educate students about the Lunar New Year. Because Lunar New Year falls during the carnival break, we plan an assembly on Wednesday, February 25th. Before that, we would like to set up one or two tables with objects, traditional dresses, signs, and other items in the school center where primary and secondary schools pass each day.
Primary Club signed up semester. We are pleased to inform that registration for primary clubs for the second semester is now open. Registration deadline Friday, 30th of January 2026. Clubs start Monday, the 2nd of February 2026. Please register your child via the primary club registration link. Before the deadline, please note that the only registered students may take part in afternoon clubs.
Secondary school news, Apollo Theatre trip. This week, 8th and 10th graders are going on an exciting trip to the Apollo Theatre in Siegen, watching a performance related to what they have been studying in English. We hope they have lots of fun.
Assembly on Friday. To all secondary students, we have an assembly on Friday during Pulse Point.
Python Club announcement to all people who want to learn coding. JJ from DP1 is organizing a Python coding club on Mondays and Wednesdays in Pulse Point. To sign up, look at the notices around the school and scan the QR code.
Venice Arts Trip. An exciting trip to Venice is being planned for 9th grade DP2s who take music, performing arts or art as a lesson. This trip promises a great experience going to an amazing art festival.
Bye from the Williams
and Mohammed.
All right, everyone. Today we have a special guest from, where were you going? Chile?
Chile.
All right. We have Lucas, who is joining 11th grade with us. He's in our class. I think we've met each other now, and I think he's a cool guy. Say, introduce yourself.
Well, I'm Lucas. I'm from Chile. I'm the exchange student from a German school in Chile. We usually do this exchange course or, I don't know, process all the years, but always the 10th grade, yeah. So basically it was my turn this year, so I'm here.
So what are some differences that you noticed between Germany and Chile?
Well, I'm going to talk about the difference between the biggest city and most urbanized city in Chile. The difference between that city, Santiago, and Cologne, I would say that there isn't that much difference between those two cities. I would say that maybe the biggest difference is the subway, because I think here in Cologne there are lots more subway routes than Chile. In Chile there aren't like that much. And I would say that, basically another difference would be that there aren't that much people living in the Chilean country. There are like 18 or 20 million, not like Germany that has like 80 million.
Did you notice any cultural differences, like how people behave or?
Yeah, I noticed, in Chile, the people in, actually in all Latin America, the people are more like warm, you know, are like, I don't know. For example, when I don't know someone and I want to say hello to them, I go like a kiss, but in the cheek. And here in Germany, that's not that common.
I think Germany is very formal with how they greet people. It's either handshake or a hug if you know, if you're really close.
Yeah,
that's very well known from Germans. So, are other people here at the school? Are you the only exchange student?
I'm the only one. Yeah.
So, are you going to different schools or only one school? I'm a little confused.
Well, I arrived here in the CIS, and then I went to the Leonardo da Vinci Gymnasium.
Oh.
And I think on Sunday I will travel to Aachen, and there I'm joining to another gymnasium.
So you're going
to
visit multiple schools throughout your trip.
Yeah.
So there's other people also visiting other schools from your school.
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
That's interesting. Okay, I've never heard of that kind of an exchange. So no one from our school is actually going to visit Chile, although I'd like to.
No, I think so, no.
All right.
And so what is the purpose of the exchange? What is the main point?
Well, the exchange is mainly a cultural experience. We can say that, yeah. And it's also to learn German, because of as our school is a German school in Chile, basically the main objective is learning German and know of a lot of the German culture, yeah.
And how is your German? Did you learn anything new, new sentences, new words?
One thing I learned is I think I'm learning more about the pronouncing of words and the fluency of speaking, yeah. But like new words, like new vocabulary, yeah.
Do you have German lessons in Chile?
Yeah, we have.
So did you have a chance to try any German foods?
Well, I tried the Döner, that's very like German thing.
It's nice.
I tried Currywurst. Oh. Yeah.
Nice.
Well, Spätzle, I think it's.
Spätzle?
Spätzle, yeah.
Nice.
Spätzle, yeah. Basically that, yeah.
Okay, if you had to rank them, what would you put Currywurst at from 1 to 10?
From 1 to 10, probably like an 8.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you liked it a lot? Bro, yeah, I love Currywurst. I actually had it last night as well.
Really?
Yes. And what do you think of Döner from 1 to 10?
Döner, nah, 10. It's just amazing. Yeah,
yes!
I love it.
Yeah. Fist bump there, man. I like that too.
Did you have a chance to visit any cool places in Cologne?
Well, I visited, obviously, the cathedral. Yeah.
Cathedral, yeah.
I also went to watch 2 games of the Kölner Haie team.
Oh,
it was my first time seeing a hockey team, so it was like a new experience. To Bonn, I went to Drachenfels, that is like a castle in the top of a mountain.
Yes, it's like a.
Oh, yeah, I think I've heard of
it's
that
near
one.
To Königswinter.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
It's like a dragon castle or
something. Yeah, I've gone there before, I think, with the dog.
Well, basically that, yeah.
And so, what is your overall expression about Germany?
I would say it's amazing. I loved Germany. Yeah, I wouldn't say it's for me. It isn't that much better than Chile, but it's pretty cool. Yeah.
I think you probably came at the wrong time of year. What do you think of the weather right now?
Yeah, it's very cold. Yeah.
It's insanely cold.
In Chile, it's not that cold, and at least in my place. But it's pretty cold. Yeah.
So, what would be your highlight of the trip? Probably not the weather, but
my highlight. Well. When I arrived here, I arrived at a house of the person that were like organizing my exchange. Their son is Ian, a student from this school. And we met with a lot of like friends of my school. And we celebrate to get all together, like we were like 4 friends, celebrate New Year's Eve. And basically that was just amazing. Myself, I never shoot a firework, so it was like a very new experience, and that was, I had a great time, yeah.
Yeah, nice. So you said you were here from the new year, so when did you come to Germany?
I came to Germany, I arrived to the Dusseldorf airport on the 15th of December, yeah.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yeah.
And when are you going back to Chile?
To Chile on the 7th of March.
It's a long time, yeah.
It's, a long time.
I think I did a 4-month exchange in the U.S.
Really?
Yeah, I did, because I play golf, and I wanted to go to, an academy where you can, practice that. So, it was a great experience. I think exchanges are very important to like build character and learn about like other countries. Mm-hmm. What's three things that you would take away from Germany back to Chile?
Let me see. Three things.
It could be a memory or an experience or something that you want to take into your daily life.
Well, an experience would be the hockey match. Like, we don't have a hockey league in Chile. We only watch football, basically. I would probably take to Chile the cathedral. I loved a lot.
Yeah, the cathedral.
The cathedral is... We don't have that kind of cathedrals in Chile. And I would take to Chile... We have something similar to Dona. It's called shawarma.
Oh, yeah, shawarma.
Here the Dona are amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I wish I could have a Dona in the U.S. That'd be great.
So talking about school in Chile, mm-hmm. it's probably much different. You don't do IB there, right?
No, we don't have any IB diploma thing. It's actually a private school, but it's not one of the best private school in Chile. It's like mid... But it's good, yeah. We are 3,000 students. And, you know, in my school, it's like this very familiar environment. So it's like very friendly and, you know, all the people in your school. And it's, yeah, there's good vibes with everyone, yeah.
Would you describe our school as friendly?
Like, yeah, I would describe it as friendly, but I think it's bigger and you don't actually know all the people in your school.
Yeah, there's less of a big school community.
We have much less people. We have maybe like 1,000 maximum. We don't have more than 1,000 people in our school.
But I agree. I think the grades are like the different classes are a little more separated than they might be in your school.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I made a mistake. It's 300. No, 3,000.
Oh, okay. Sorry. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that does make more sense. And so is it like from first grade to...
We have like a Spielgruppe, pre-kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
And then we have from first grade to 12th grade, yeah.
Oh, so it's very like our school.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just similar, yeah. Small. The structure is like similar.
Are all schools in Chile like that, where they have 1 to 12?
Yeah, I would say yeah, every.
Oh, really? It's different in Germany and in the US, where you have to go through three different steps. You have primary school, middle school, and then high school. In Germany, it's primary school, then gymnasium. I mean, I don't know what's better or worse, but I feel like if you have 1 to 12, you can build more of a connection with the people and like have more of a consistent schooling experience.
Yeah.
So we have a tradition on the podcast where we asked our guest a question from the previous guest. And the previous guest asked you, how is the weather like in Chile?
Well, the weather in Chile, in the place I live, is like very similar to here. But not with that much snow. It doesn't snow in my town. But yeah, I mean, in the winter, the minimum temperature is like, I don't know, 3 or 4 grades. And the maximum is in summer is 35, 40, yeah, wow. Something like that.
And where are you from in Chile?
I'm from a little town, Villarrica. All right. Yeah.
So to continue the tradition, you need to think of a question for the next guest. We'll give you a little bit of time to think about it. It can be absolutely anything, from a tiny question about what's your favorite color, which is not a good example, but but like, just be free. And do we know who the next guest is?
I don't think so.
Okay, then it can just be general.
What's your favorite German expression?
Yeah, I think that's a good question,
fitting for our next guest. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so thank you for being our guest. Thank you guys for listening for the podcast. And see you guys next week.
See you guys.
See you.